ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 29, टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन बार्हि, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 18 थ्रू 23. Narada Muni explains the allegory of Paranjana to King Prachinabarhi continued. Narada then said, "So, what I refer to as the chariot was in actuality the body. The senses are the horses that pull that chariot. And as time passes, year after year, these horses run without obstruction. But in fact, they make no progress. Pious and impious activities are the two wheels of the chariot, and the three modes of material nature are the chariot's flags. The five types of life air constitute the living entity's bondage, and the mind is considered to be the rope. Intelligence is the chariot driver. The heart is the sitting place in the chariot, and the dualities of life, such as pleasure and pain, are the knotting place. The seven elements are the coverings of the chariot, and the working senses are the five external processes. The 11 senses are the soldiers. Being engrossed in sense enjoyment, the living entity seated on the chariot hankers after fulfillment of one's false desires, running after sense enjoyment, life after life. So, what was previously explained as Chanda Vega, or powerful time, is covered by days and nights named Gandharvas and Gandharvis. And the body's lifespan is gradually reduced by the passage of such days and nights, numbering 360. What was described as Kalakanya should be understood as old age. No one wants to accept old age, but Yavaneshwara, or Yavanaraj, who is death, accepts Jara, or old age, as his sister. The followers of Yavaneshwara, or Yamaraj, are called the soldiers of death, and they are known as the various types of disturbances that pertain to the body and mind. Prajvara represents the two types of fever, namely extreme heat and extreme cold, or typhoid and pneumonia. Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Parangyanam Vasudeva parang tapaha Vasudeva parodharmo Vasudeva paragatahi Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Natha Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The entanglement of the living entity in sense enjoyment is very nicely explained in these verses. The word Sangvatsara, meaning the progress of time, is significant. Day after day, week after week, fortnight after fortnight, month after month, year after year, the living entity becomes entangled in the chariot's progress. The chariot rests on two wheels, which are pious and impious activities. The living entity attains a certain position in life, in a particular type of body, according to one's pious and impious activities. But one's transmigration into different bodies should not be taken as progress. Real progress is explained by Krishna in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Chaktva dehaṁ punarjanma na eti. One makes real progress when he or she does not have to take on another material body. As Lord Chaitanya says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami, Eta Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jiva Gana Charashi Laksha Yonite Karaye Brahmana. The living entity is wandering throughout the entire universe, taking birth in different species on different planets. Thus, one moves up and down. But that is not real progress. For real progress is getting out of this material world altogether. As Krishna states in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvanat Lokaha Punaha Avartanaha Arjuna Mam Upetya Tu Kaunteya Punak janma na vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to the abode of Krishna never takes birth again in this material world. Now, even if one is promoted to Brahmaloka, the highest planet in this material universe, he or she has to come down again to the lower planetary systems. Thus, one is wandering up and down perpetually under the influence of the three modes of material nature. And being thus illusioned, one thinks he or she is making progress. It is just like one in an airplane encircling the earth day and night, incapable of leaving the earth's gravitational field. Factually, there is no progress because the airplane is conditioned by the gravity of the earth. Just as a king is seated upon a chariot, the living entity is seated in the body. The sitting place is the heart, and the living entity sits there, engaging in the struggle for existence, which goes on without progress perpetually. In the words of Narottama Das Thakur, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Vishera Bhanda Amrita Baliya Jeva Khai Nana Yoni Sada Fire Kadarja Bhakshana Kare Tara Janma Adha Pate Yai. The living entity struggles very hard due to the influence of fruitive activity and mental speculation, simply getting a different type of body life after life. One eats all kinds of nonsense and is thus condemned by his or her activities of sense enjoyment. If one really wants to make progress in life, one must give up the ways of karmakanda and jnanakanda, fruitive activities and mental speculation. But, being fixed in Krishna consciousness, one can become free from this entanglement of birth and death and the vain struggle for existence. In these verses, the words mriga trishnang pradavati are very significant because the living entity is influenced by an actual thirst for sense enjoyment. Indeed, one is just like the deer who goes to the desert searching out water. In a desert, an animal simply searches in vain for water. But of course, there is no water in the desert, and so the animal simply sacrifices its life in a vain attempt to find it. Everyone is planning for future happiness, thinking that somehow or other, if one can reach a certain point, then he or she will be happy. However, in actuality, when one comes to that point, he or she sees that there is no happiness. Then one plans to go further and further to yet another point. This is called mriga trishna, and its basis is sense enjoyment in this material world. The word parikrantya means by traveling. The living entity travels on one's chariot day and night during a year consisting of 360 or more days and nights. Life's progress is taken for the unnecessary labor required to cover these 360 days and nights of one's life. Encaged within the body, the living being accepts kalakanya, old age, just before death. Yavaneshwara is the emblem of death, Yamaraj. And before going to the place of Yamaraj, the living entity accepts jara, old age, the sister of Yamaraj. One is thus subjected to the influence of Yavanaraj and his sister, due to impious activity. Those who are in Krishna consciousness and who are engaged in devotional service under the instructions of Narada Muni are not subjected to the influence of Yamaraj and his sister Jara. So if one is Krishna conscious, he or she conquers death. And after leaving the material body, one does not accept another body that is material, but instead returns home back to Godhead. And this is verified in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yaha veti tatvataha Chaktva deham punaha janma na eti mam eti sa Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, my dear Arjuna. Recorded December 18, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So chant the Maha Mantra, 'cause this sound is absolute, the name of God.
Love.